Blog Talk Radio.
Because you first love us. And we thank God. We praise God. God is awesome. He is mighty. He is wonderful. Amen. And I want to start off with some scriptures before we go into prayer. And be encouraged, amen, as we go to the Lord. First scripture is from John chapter 4, verse 23. It says, "Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks." Verse 24 says, "God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the spirit and truth." And we know Father God, amen, wants us to worship him in the right way, in spirit and truth, filled with the Holy Spirit, giving him praise and saying hallelujah, which is the highest praise. Also, Jesus lives to make intercession for us, and he says to us in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, "Therefore he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them." Always living to intercede for us, able to save us completely. Hallelujah. And this, we go to God with praise and prayer, with these mindsets of worship, and with the mindset that Jesus is completely saving us, and that's why we are going to the harvest to plant seeds, water seeds, and God makes them grow. Amen. We're not going to stop praying. You don't stop praying. No, we don't give up. Amen. When Jesus comes, he wants to find faith, and I hope he finds faith in you and in me. And we give God praise as we go Father in our prayer time today. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Thank you, Father God, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Lord, we come before you. Lord, we give you the highest praise, which is hallelujah. You are worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all honor. There is none like you. Father God, we exalt you. God, you are high above in the heavens, but you also to the humble and contrite in spirit. Father God, you with us, amen, even unto the end of the age, letting us know you will never leave us, you will never forsake us. God, you know all our needs this morning. God, you know, God, that our hearts are turned towards you in worship. We bow and worship before you, Almighty God. Hallelujah, we'll be doing it throughout eternity, and what a wonderful blessing, oh God, it will be to be in your presence forever and ever. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray this morning, God, for those who are in bereavement of heart and those who are facing certain things like the earthquake in Japan and Ecuador, and God, all of these situations around the world, God, happening and taking place, and terrorism, God, you know all about these situations, and we lift them before you, God, asking you to pour out your Holy Spirit, God, on all people, that there'll be a revival to come, a revival of repentance, and God, people filled with the Holy Spirit. God, we pray, God, that you, as you raise up your laborers and send them forth in the harvest field of God, that many will come out of darkness and come into the light of Jesus Christ and be saved, who he is able to completely save because he lives in your presence to make intercession for us. God, I thank you, Lord God, that those in a valley of decision will make up their mind to come out of that judgment, to come to you, call on your name, and bless your holy name to worship you only. God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, that your laborers, your missionaries already in the harvest field, you give them strength, you give them endurance and perseverance and consistency. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Gospel of Asia. Oh, God, the ministry missionaries all over Africa. Oh, God, Gracepoint Ministries. God, we lift up in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, those in Europe spreading the gospel, those in North America, United States, those in South America, all over the world, God, the word of God is going forth. Oh, God, it's being utilized. Your word, hallelujah, which is the truth. Amen, is permeating hearts. You're speaking to even those, God, in visions and dreams about your son, Jesus Christ, who is the way, who is the truth, and who is the life. Father God, we thank you right now. You're sending out your healing virtue, confirming your word with signs, miracles, and wonders. God, you're raising up those in the sick bed, those in the hospital, those in a nursing home. God, you're touching by the wounds of Jesus, we're healed. God, you heal us and we're healed. God, you save us and we are saved. Thank you, Lord God, that the Son of Righteousness comes with healing in his wings. Hallelujah, Lord God, you heal cancer. You heal diabetes, mental illness, emotional abuse. God, you heal trauma, traumatic situations that affected a person's life. God, you heal them and deliver them. That's who you are, mighty God. Nothing is impossible to you. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you, Lord God. You are also, you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider, providing, oh God, all that's needed, spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally. Oh God, we bless your name. God, his finances released for the saints of God to spread the gospel, whatever is needed, Lord God. System, PA systems, Bibles. You release the finances, with God, because you want everyone to call on the name of Jesus and be saved. How can they call on him if they haven't heard in the one they should believe in? And how can they hear unless someone is sent? And so, God, you're sending out your preachers. You're sending out your teachers. You're sending them out, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God, with the gospel of truth, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he came and died on the cross for our sins, and all who believe in him, that he was raised on the third day, shall
be saved. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. We praying, oh God, for those being persecuted. Oh Lord, you giving endurance to the end. Hallelujah, Lord God, to keep on pressing, to keep on going, to keep on moving. Oh God, for you called us for such a time as this. Lord God, we lift up our children, our youth, our students. Oh God, many things are going on amongst them, peer pressure, bullying. Oh Father, these things, God, we need you to heal. We need you to touch and deliver. God, we need you. They need you. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Children can serve you. We know many examples in your word. Hallelujah, Jesus, that these children and youth and students, amen, can raise up and give you praise, amen, and glorify your name. And we thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers for them, breaking off anything that would discourage them from seeking you, from finding you. Oh, God, we know that you want them. You said, don't hinder the little children to come unto you. No, don't stop them. Let's all encourage them. Go to the Father. Go to Jesus. Go to the Holy Spirit. Be filled up, little children. We bless your holy name. God, we thank you right now, for you are guiding us. You are leading us by your discernment. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, by your wisdom. And we know the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And Lord God, we know that your will is for us to look after the orphan, the widow, and the fatherless. But that is the type of religion that we ought to have. Hallelujah, Jesus, for those who are in distress. Let us, oh God, time and at this hour be true, O God, unto the calling you have on our lives, a call you've chosen us, O God, to serve you, to worship you at this time and forever. And while we are here, while we are in our communities and our families and wherever you placed us, hallelujah, we are blessed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You said to us that, God, that we are to love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love our neighbors as ourselves. Help us to be filled with your love, with your spirit, oh God, because we know love covers a multitude of sins. And so, God, we bless your holy name on today. We thank you for all your provision. We thank you, oh God, for you are God. You are most compassionate. You are most kind unto us. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord God, for you have blessed your people. You bless us with strength. We go from faith to faith, glory to glory, and from strength to strength. You be the glory, and to you be the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. Praise his name, saints of God. We make these times short so that you'll be able to listen in fully and agree with us in prayer. Amen, because we know that this is essential. Just read a devotion this morning about we ought to continue in prayer. Don't give up. Please don't give up. Because it's imperative that we keep on pressing and pressing in the name of Jesus. Join us in the morning for Seeds of the Word. God bless you and have an awesome rest of the day. Amen.